This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwint. Brian, how you doing over there, man?
I am absolutely lovely. Welcome to Monday.
Always exciting. Always exciting for Mondays.
No, it's always a great Monday with the sun beating down. It's a beautiful, the time change. Got a little extra sleep. I'm very refreshed.
All stupid. Angel Padilla doing the production work here this morning. It is Good Morning NoCo presented by Air Solutions, and excited to have our good friend here in the studio. I think we're good friends. I'd call him a good friend of mine. It's Ben Barnhart, the executive director for the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra. Ben, first question, are we good friends?
Absolutely, Tanner.
Love it. See?
Brian, are we there? Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Depends on how you answer the poll question.
Absolutely we are. No, Ben's one of those guys, as soon as you meet him, you just you get the read on him, and I love his spirit, and I love the way he dives in the community. Plus, he's damn fun.
Yeah.
We have a good time together.
Absolutely do. Well, I believe the last couple times that we've had Ben on, we were introducing you as the executive director of the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra. You're running, man. The season's off and running. You guys are going great. How are things going for you?
Things are going really well. We are getting ready to host our third performance of the concert season. We've gotten through two already. Rarely do we have two in the month of October, but we survived October. We had two in the month of October.
That had to be a lot of work.
It was a lot of work by everybody. Everybody on the team, the musicians, just pulling everything together. It was a little bit of a scheduling challenge. We hope not to do that every single year. We hope to push one into September next year for our audience members who are listening.
Yeah. Was this something you dove into? Was that established before you were in?
It's actually kind of complicated about how we put our season together.
Really?
It could be its own radio show. So there are many things to consider. Number one consideration is, are our musicians available? See, we share musicians with other orchestras in the region, with Cheyenne, with Boulder, with Fort Collins. They got a great symphony over there. So we share those. We don't want to double book our musicians. We all want to keep them working. And so we consult with the other local orchestras to see what their schedule looks like. Then we look at our venue. Then we and see if the venue is available. Normally, the Union Colony Civic Center here downtown Greeley, we work really closely with them. But if they might have something booked, we might look at another venue like UNC, or in the case of our Salute to Service, we're usually at a church, First United Methodist Church. Yeah. So you're juggling the venues, the musician schedules, and then special events around the area. We try not to conflict with some of the bigger galas in the fall and whatnot. So
right.
A lot goes into it.
No, it does, but I would just something subtle in what Ben was talking about there that I want to call out is you gave props to some of these other symphonies and these other orchestras in the area. First of all, that means you're very confident in your guys' competition or in what you provide, right? But secondly, the end goal of all these orchestras and symphonies, I would imagine, is the same thing, is to keep the music alive, to keep that nonprofit feel and education of music alive and well. And the only way that works is collaboration, not necessarily competition. And I know you're a big believer in that, Ben.
You absolutely nailed it. The idea that I think we could all support, whether it's the performing arts or the visual arts, is we would love Northern Colorado to be an arts region, something that draws people in from outside of our region and just makes Northern Colorado a really, really good place to live. So we're not competitive. I think there's a just a collaboration. Like you said, it's really important that we keep these wonderful people here in Colorado living and working. And the only way to do that is to put on events where we can pay them. So it's all part of a greater good.
Well, as you were saying, like keeping the music live. I mean, we want people to hear live music. We want people who play music to have an opportunity to play music. We want those who maybe have been playing the trumpet or the trombone or saxophone day, whatever it is today, you know, to still have those opportunities to showcase their talents throughout their lifetime. You know, that doesn't go away. Oh, I've hit 28. I can't do it anymore. You know, that's what I love about, you know, what goes on with the Philharmonic is keeping all of that music alive and keeping the art alive. And that's what I would love to see more and more money invested in.
Yeah, and not just through the performances, but actually reinvesting back into the community, whether it's economic development, sort of that standpoint. We think there's a mental health connection between music and mental health
there's
wellness.
There's no question what music can do.
Absolutely. But the idea is just to, yeah, keep the music playing and keep our folks here and enjoying this region that we all love.
Well, and that education part, too, you're talking about the ones who still want to keep that going on. What about the ones that want to get into it? Because we're in the day and age with a lot of schools having to make some really tough budget decisions. And that's a huge part of what you guys provide through donations given to the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra. Part of your mission and mission statement is continuing that education so that when that next generation says, okay, it's time to hang it up, we've got another one coming through to continue to provide that arts and music that really defined a generations.
100%. And we put money into that from our budget. We are acting as a nonprofit. Our responsibility is to give back. So we have someone who's on our team named Dylan Fixmer. He's an artist in residence. We call him a composer in residence because that's his specialty area. He's a composer. And he actually goes out into the schools here in District 6 and works with music teachers to do workshops and introduce kids to not just composition, but musical instruments and things like that. So the Greeley Phil is doing that. We're writing grants to try to get support to put together things that expose students, you know, fourth, fifth grade students to the arts and to careers in music, but not just playing instruments, but the production side, the management side. We know there's a role for the GPO in that. And that's, I think, what we're going to try to be more intentional about in the coming months and years.
We talked about it earlier, but there are a few things that are cooler than the ability to play an instrument. Mm-hmm. And if you can get young people to see that, to grab into it, that, look, okay, you might be making fun of my trumpet player right now, but as an adult, if you can break out an instrument and all of a sudden you're in a room of other adults, everybody is jealous and envious of your ability to do that and to have that interest because it opens the door for so many things. Careers in music don't just come from playing an instrument. There are so many other things. How to put a show together. How does all this, there are so many aspects that can be taught and learned through what goes on there.
Absolutely. I'll come back another time and hopefully I have a chance to talk about what's called a zoo orchestra, which is a project that we're trying to put together for February of next year, which would expose students to that very thing. That's the whole idea. It's a responsibility of ours, and it just makes it a great place to get. That's the big picture is we live in a great place. Let's continue to make it a great place. All of Weld, all of Larimer, and hopefully we can work together to do that. But GPO has a lead role in that, I think.
We're talking with Ben Barnhart, the executive director of the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, you've got three shows coming up this week. Very excited about this. Talk to us about Salute to Service.
Salute to Service is our homage to our servicemen and women and their families. And it doesn't just mean military, although there's a lot of patriotic themes in our repertoire. We're talking about firefighters. We're talking about police men and women, people that are on the front lines every day. And this is just this is something that we've put together, which is new this year. And we've got some great sponsors to back it. And it's a 15-piece brass ensemble with percussion. And so we'll do things like the Star-Spangled Banner and Battle Hymn of the Republic. And what it is it's a three-church rotation. If you're familiar with our performances of Christmas brass, this is actually quite similar. We will rotate between Windsor, Fort Morgan, and Greeley. That will be Thursday, Friday, and this coming Saturday night. Saturday being Veterans Day, 11/11, we'll be in Greeley for the final performance at First United Methodist Church in all of those locales.
No, I think it's really fascinating, and talk to us a little bit more about what these performances mean to possibly the military veterans that are there, or their family members, or, like you said, the first responders out there. I would have to imagine there's some amazing scenes when that music is played, because you're hitting to the core of a very sensitive target demographic there with where these songs mean so much, where they're willing to put their lives on the line every single day to defend this freedom that we've got here.
Yeah, it's our really humble way of saying thank you and providing a venue for people to think and reflect and be inspired by the music that really, I feel like music can support a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And so that's the whole idea, is to allow people some time to reflect and to be inspired and to think about all the sacrifices that were made by our veterans and their families and people that do it every single day with the police and the fire and first responders. We really want to just thank all those community members who who do give us this freedom to do this art that we love.
Well, when you hear, I mean, just talking about it, as you're saying, Battle Hymn of the Republic, these things, you picture the sound of the brass. You picture the sound of all of this. I just think of, like, during, before sporting events, they sing the national anthem, all right? And people come out and sing it, and it's great. It's all that. But when I see, like, the Navy band, or I see somebody like that come out and perform it where it's just the music, you know, where it's just all those instruments playing, it does something to you. You know, it takes you in a different way to a different place, and it's just, I just love the feeling it gets. If you sit through a performance of Salute to Service and your chest doesn't swell with pride,
right?
You know, there's something wrong. You need to check yourself, because this is going to bring that out. The American spirit that people leave with after getting to hear this music and see a show like this, it's got to be something special to be a part of, Ben.
That's the idea. Just create that moment for people. We're all about creating experiences and inspiring folks to really reflect and, you know, be grateful for what we do have.
Amen.
So, yeah, we play a big role in
what
that.
What time, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, of course, and give those locations out one more time.
Sure. Ben. They're all at 7 p.m., First United Methodist Church in the following locations. On Thursday night, it'll be in Windsor's First United Methodist Church. Friday, we go to Fort Morgan, same place, First United Methodist Church, and we finish in Greeley downtown at the First United Methodist Church on Saturday evening at 7 p.m.
No, very exciting stuff, and we've got two tickets to give away right now. Got a pair of tickets. These are redeemable for either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. I have to
stop
by the station and pick these up, but two tickets. Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra presenting the Salute to Service. Two tickets right now. Be caller number 5 at 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. One more time, 970-353-1310. Great date night and lots of emotions with this as well. Again, that these are redeemable Thursday, Friday, or Saturday for Salute to Service. Ben, thanks so much, my friend. I know we're going to be talking with you again here very, very soon. We got Weld Gives Day coming up as well. I know you are, you and Ryan Roth are a big part of that with the Greeley Satellite Rotary Club. Really excited, looking forward to that coming up on December 5th, where we punt our normal programming for 4 hours straight. We're going to have local nonprofits in here too, man. And I know that kind of fires us all up when we start talking about Weld
really
Gives Day.
Really looking forward to that. Also need to give a shout out to the Weld Community Foundation and
yes.
Tim Coons over there and Rand. They've been a supportive partner, and they're actually the local host for Weld Gives Day.
Love it.
A subset of Colorado Gives Day. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Ben, thanks so much for your time, my friend.
Thank you, Tanner. All right. Thank you, Brian.
Good to see you, man.
9:18 the time it is. Good morning, NOCO.